Hey everybody. I'm Tammy Metters and I am on the EFCA Network board, and I'm really excited to have Gloria Grell with me today to hear about an amazing opportunity for EFCA women called Prepared. Let me tell you just a little bit about myself. I work at a church in Charlotte, North Carolina. I've been in the EFCA for probably around 15 years. And I'm the director of New City Academy, which is a biblical teaching ministry that equips disciple makers at New City Church. And Gloria is here, and many of you already know her. She's been in the EFCA a while. She has a Master's of Divinity and a Doctor of Ministry from TEDS, and she is the director of something called Prepared. And so, Gloria, thank you so much for sharing with us today. What this opportunity is for women. So let's just start with what is prepared. Or let's start with why. Why prepared? How does this benefit the women in the EFCA?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me and giving me this opportunity to share with you about Prepared. It is something we're really excited about and excited by what we see God doing already. And let me just say what Prepared is in one statement, and then I can answer the why. Prepared is a gospel-centered, systematic 2-year equipping program for women in ministry leadership in the EFCA, whether it is local, global, paid, volunteer, the whole range of different types of ministry leadership. The why. Most often, the trajectory for women in ministry leadership is very different than it is for men in ministry leadership. When men sense God calling them to ministry, they pack up, they go to seminary, maybe Bible college, seminary. They are trained, they're equipped, they do an internship, and then they look for a position in a church or with Reach Global or some mission. By contrast, women tend to arrive in ministry leadership by somebody else first identifying the gifts that God has given them, even helping them hear God's call, giving them opportunity to serve in the context of their own church, and then raising them up in the context of their church. And then they are asked to step into a ministry leadership experience. The missing piece for most women is that equipping piece. And so women find themselves in leading children's ministry, women's ministry, youth, connections, communication, small groups, a gamut of ministries, but they haven't had that that systematic biblical, theological ministry training. And so that's really why Prepared. In my own ministry experience over the last a number of years, I've had the opportunity to work with women in ministry leadership in EFCA churches. And the number one request that I would get is for equipping. And so that's really where this has come from. And that's the why. What I will add to that is our mission statement begins this way, that prepared exist to further the mission of Jesus Christ. And I like to really emphasize that first. This is not about seeing women get certain positions or making women feel valued or significant. This is about the mission of Jesus Christ
That's right.
and the conviction that God has given all of us gifts, has called us all to engage in the mission. And really, we are in a day and age that we need men and women both to
Right.
be well equipped to serve in this mission. So that's the why.
Absolutely. Yeah, women have a different circle of influence, and we have to reach those circles of influence as well. And I'll just say, I was called into local church ministry like tw about 27 years ago. I've been in local church ministry, and this would have been so helpful to me because one of the first things I realized was I couldn't afford to go to seminary. I didn't get paid enough to afford that, and I kind of put it off. And this would have just been an amazing opportunity to equip me for the ministry I was already doing, even then. So, can you give us an idea, what women will learn? What does it look like?
Sure. Yeah. Let me just say one of our values is affordability. So that has really that drives some of what we do and accessibility, because we do realize many women can't pick up and head to TEDS. And so that affordability and accessibility elements are important to us. We seek to really cover several areas throughout the program. The program consists of 10 courses. Each course is 6 weeks long. They meet on Zoom in class together for 2.5 hours each week of those 6 weeks with homework. The women in the program will tell you it's rigorous, and these are not seminars. And as they move through the 10 courses, they will cover they'll have courses in theology. Our last course is the EFCA Statement of Faith, biblical courses. They do narrative of scripture. They do introduction to hermeneutics, introduction to homiletics. They do ministry skills, ministry to women in pain, disciple making in a post-Christian culture, and then personal spiritual development. So there's a soul care of the ministry leader, as well as spiritual formation in ministry. Our first course is Women as Leaders in God's Mission. And there we get into both what is a biblical leader? And then we move it into the practical. How do you build a leadership team? How do you manage conflict? And some of the nuts and bolts, what's it look like to co-labor with our brothers? Oh, and so,
yeah, that sounds amazing.
There's a range. We have, in a sense, four goals in our learning. We want women to gain knowledge. Secondly, we want them to develop ministry skills. Third, we want them to do it in a way that they can take what they're learning and then apply it in their ministry and teach it to others. And then fourth, we want this to be a place and a season of personal transformation for them.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's move to how. How do women get involved in this? Probably many senior pastors are going to be watching this. And so even speaking to them to let them know how they can help the women at their church get involved.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when we find out that a woman in the program has applied because her senior pastor has encouraged her to do so, we are just praising God for that.
It means a lot when that voice speaks into your life.
It so does. And really, often women understand God's call to them by somebody else recognizing and affirming that. And so when that senior pastor, that ministry leader comes along and says, I see God's hand in your life. I see his call. I see your character. Then we want you to be equipped. We're going to help you do this. We think you should apply. And that's so exciting to us. We have a website through the EFCA, prepared.ministries.efca.org. And so women can go there, and it's pretty extensive. We'll tell you all about what the program is, what's involved. And then we have them apply. We ask them to have a reference from their pastor or ministry leader, a peer ministry reference, and then our leadership team reviews the applications, mm-hmm. and then we go from there. Mm-hmm. And we do. I will say again, it is a rigorous program. It is. It's a time. It's a 2-year season where we encourage women, and we say, you know, you're going to have to say no to some other things to go through.
Invest in yourself.
Exactly, for the sake of others.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
We really do believe, and we've actually seen this, Tammy. It's so fun to see this already. We really believe that this is not just for the women, but it's for their ministries. It's for the local church. And by the way, we have women with Reach Global in our program as well. And so we believe that it is well worth the church leadership saying, we're going to do what we need to do to help you do this. And because the women are just going to come back, they're going to come back able to handle scripture and teach others to do so. It's so fun. We're hearing some of the women who've been in the program already taking groups of women in their church and training them, teaching them hermeneutics and how to study scripture on their on their own, and developing discipleship ministries around this, and it's just so fun to see. So we firmly believe that this is, again, it's not just for the sake of the women.
That's right.
It really is about the Lord's mission. It is about growing the church, helping it to be healthy and strong. Mm-hmm. And so for pastors to go and identify the women in serving, volunteer or paid, mm-hmm. And say, we think you ought to do this.
Yeah.
And we're going to support you. I can share this because it's on it's public news that EFCA West is so convinced of the importance of this that as a district, they've actually offered 50% scholarships to
That's awesome.
Women to be part of the program because they recognize what a difference it's going to make in churches to have women well equipped to serve.
Yeah, so. And I'm a coach in Prepared. I get to coach one of the ladies going through, and I can just say from my personal experience, I'm just really impressed with how she's growing and learning and what she's sharing with me. And it's so well worth the investment. And as you said, anytime we invest in our own spiritual formation and our own growth in order to help others be deeper disciples of Christ, it is going to take some commitment, but it'll be a blessing. That's what I'm noticing about the lady that I'm getting to spend some time with, is what a blessing it is to her. Thank you, Gloria. Is there anything else you think you want to share about Prepared?
Yeah, I will just briefly. One of our core values is the relational experience that they have. The way that Prepare works is they move through this 2-year program as a cohort. So they're with this group of women for these 2 years. Women do not tend to have the opportunities to build relationships with other women in ministry leadership like men do.
I agree.
And so what we're hearing from the women is this is one of the biggest blessings for them. They're learning from each other as much as they're learning from the instructors. And so that's something else that I would say to the pastors is you have women working in your church, volunteer and staff, who really need and would benefit from the relationships they could build with other women in ministry leadership. And so I would encourage that as well.
Absolutely. We need those networks mm-hmm. of women to ask questions to ask advice of. So very good. Well, thank you so much, Gloria. And I would even just ask any of you watching this interview just to be in prayer for Prepared and for the teachers and for the students and for any women who are supposed to be a part of this, that God will open that door for them. So thank you again, Gloria. Appreciate you.
And if they have any questions, they can just write us at prepared@efca.org.
Awesome.